All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falls away, but the word of our God endures forever. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. There's something about the word of God. For it is sharper than any two-edged sword. There's something about the word of God. For it is like a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. There's something about the word of God. It's like a light that illuminates. It's like a seed that germinates. It's like a sword that penetrates. It's like a hammer that obliterates. It's like water that invigorates. It's like bread that stimulates. I just want to thank the Lord for the word of God. Amen? Amen. We're happy this morning to see Sister Elena with us today. Certainly honored by her presence today. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to invite your attention again to the book of Isaiah. It was read so beautifully by Brother Ronald Taylor. And the 38th verse is the place. And I want to look at one verse. Isaiah chapter 38. And verse number 9. And I'm going to ask you to read this verse after me. And I'll be reading it from the New King James translation of the Holy Bible. If you have it, say amen. Amen. This is the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah. When he had been sick and had recovered from his sickness. Let's read it again. This is the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and had recovered from his sickness. Now, based upon this reading today, I want to share a very special message that I think will tremendously bless you today. And that message is entitled, When the Blessing Comes, How Will You React? Let's say that together. When the blessing comes, how will you react? Once again, when the blessing comes, how will you react? And finally, once again, when the blessing comes, how will you react? The word blessing means God's help. The word blessing means fortunate. It means something to be happy about or relieved about. The word blessing means the happiness that comes to us because of God's favor. Blessing is a divine endowment. Now, you hear people say, when praises go up, blessings come down. And sometime you might hear, I'm too stressed, rather, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I wonder if anybody here this morning too blessed to be stressed. Is that all right? So I believe in working hard. I believe in being consistent. I believe in being focused, but being blessed takes your life to another level. Amen. Being blessed means you step into your greatness. It means you step into another level of existence. What are blessings designed to do? Blessings are designed to make you happy. Blessings are designed to elevate your life. Blessings are designed to help you to grow. Blessings are designed to take your life to the next level. And of course, we need truth to live effectively. Don't let anyone deceive you that you don't need truth to live effectively, because we do need truth. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He also said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truths. Thy word is truth." Then the poet said, "Truth forever on the scaffold. Wrong is forever on the throne, yet that scalpel sways the future. And behind the dim unknown, God standeth within the shadows, keeping watch above his own." And the truth is that we really need to deal with is that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The truth is, every day in him we live, we move, and we have our being. The truth is, without the Lord, we can do nothing. Amen? And the truth is that I need a blessing on my life. I need a blessing for my life. So it's important that you live in such a way that you can get blessed. Now, sometimes God blesses you regardless of how you live, because he's that kind of a God. He sends his rain on the just and the unjust. And he causes his sun to shine on the good and the evil. But it's imperative that you get right with God. That you get right with God, and not only get right with God, you need to stay right with the Lord. You need to live in such a way that you can get a prayer through. Amen. And if you got folks praying for you, you need to be sure they can get a prayer through. Hey, I don't want anybody praying for me that can't get a prayer through. And so you got to live in such a way that you can get a prayer through. Position yourself so that you can get a prayer through. But the question before us today is, when the blessing comes, how will you react? Because some people, when the blessing comes, they get worse. Amen? And sometimes when the blessing comes, some people get better. So my question before all of us is, when the blessing comes, how will you react? Now, three ideas I want you to see as we explore this message. Number one, I want you to see that you must recognize when you need some help. Amen? Number two, I want you to recognize that blessings come every day. Blessings come every day. And finally, number three, I want to talk about when the blessing comes down, how will you react? Now, the wise man of antiquity said, "Of all you're getting, get understanding." And of course, if you get understanding, you understand that there are issues in life. There are the issues of life. Sometimes you hear people say, well, he or she got issues. You got them too. Everybody got issues. Is that all right? When you look at life, you understand there are the issues of life. There are the cares of the world. There are the problems of life. There are the challenges of life. And there are the obstacles of life. And we all have to face it. If you know anything about living, life is not just all green lights. Sometimes you have caution lights. And sometimes you even have red lights. But when we understand life, we understand that life has different challenges and obstacles. Amen. And this morning, even though you might be in a high position, that does not give you an immunity from problems. Hezekiah was the king of Judah, Brother Ron, but he had some problem. He had some issues from the national front. He had the problem of a menacing enemy looming aggressively to invade Judah and to destroy Judah. So he was living under the threat of an invasion. You know, that can be very unnerving. Think about what's happening in the world today with all these home invasions. That can be a real problem. You're in the sanctuary of your own home and it is violated by lawlessness and criminals who don't care about the sanctity of the home. And then on his personal front, sometimes you might have problem on your job, then you got problem at home. You have personal problem. And on the personal front, he had sickness. And that sickness, he got some devastating news, Brother West, that he was sick and he was not going to get well. That's one thing to be ill, but you have the hope that I'm going to get better. I'm not well right now, but I believe through the grace of God that I'm going to rise up from this sickness. Well, Hezekiah received the news. He sent the prophet Isaiah to tell him, now you're the king. You got an enemy threatened to invade. And on top of that, you're sick. And on top of that, you get the news. You ain't going to get well. He told him to get his house in order. And I thought about, you know, it's good that God can tell you when your time is up or your time is drawing near, and the Lord would be gracious enough to tell you, you need to get your house in order because you're going to die and not live. And I wondered why the Lord didn't send a word to the fool in Luke 12, because he was going to die. And I figured out why God didn't send him a word to get his house in order, because fools despise wisdom and instruction. And so wisdom and instruction to the rich fool would have been wasted words. And sometimes words of counsel, words of wisdom, words of insight are wasted on certain people because they have a certain mindset. But he told Hezekiah to get your house in order because you're going to die and not live. And then secondly, we get blessings every day. When you receive bad news, what do you do? What's the first thing you think about when you get some challenging, troubling, even devastating news? Hezekiah got the news and the prophet left. The Bible says that he turned his face to the wall and began to pray. What do you do when you're facing, when you're up against it? What do you do? How do you react when you get disturbing news? And sometimes it can come and break your peace. You got the news that it was disturbing, and then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and begin to pray. And I'm telling you, prayer can help in stress. Prayer can help in strain. Prayer can help in problem. Whatever you're going through this morning, I promise you, prayer can help. Amen. Amen. So he turned his face to the wall and began to pray. He prayed a heartfelt prayer, and he said, God, you know how I have lived before you, and how I've been loyal, and I've walked in truth. I tried to do what was right. I walked in truth, and I tried to do what was right in your sight. And after he prayed the prayer, he just wept sore. He just broke down and cried before God. While the prophet was even going to the place, God said, turn around. Go back and tell Hezekiah. I've heard his prayer. I've seen his tears. Tell him I'm going to heal him of his sickness. Tell him I'm going to defend the city. I'm not going to let your enemy do to you what he wanted to do to you. Oh, ain't it a wonderful thing when the enemy trying to plot against you? And no weapons formed against me shall prosper. Can you say amen to that? Ain't it good to be able to say that even though they plotting and scheming against me, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. He told him, I'm going to heal you. Hezekiah said, well, what would be the sign that you would do it? Well, Brother Ron read about King Ahaz had a staircase and the sun moving or casting its shadow on that staircase was a way they kept the time. And as the shadow went down, they knew the time was moving forward. Well, God said, what I'm going to do in your case, I'm going to cause the sun to go back 10 steps or 10 degrees. You see, God got the whole world in his hand. Whether you know it or not, he controls the rain. He controls the snow. He controls the ice. He controls the tsunami. He controls the tornado. Is that all right? And that was the confirmation that God was going to do. He made time go back. Amen. Tyrone Davis said, if I could turn back the hands of time. Well, Tyrone can't do it, but God can. Is that all right? And you know, you have to live in such a way you can get your prayers heard. You got to live in such a way that when you talk to heaven, heaven hears. Because I declare to you, all of us need to talk to heaven. Is that all right? And that's why the Bible says in Proverbs 28 verse 9, he that turns his ear away from hearing the law of God, even his prayer shall be an abomination. That's why the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:12, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Amen. That's why the Bible says in James 5:16, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so Hezekiah said, I've lived in such a way. I've tried to live. Right? You can't live any kind of way and think you can get a prayer through. Why the Bible says over there that sixth thing God hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him. God said, I hate a proud look. I hate a lying tongue. I hate him that shed innocent blood. I hate heart that devise wicked imagination. I hate feet that are swift running to mischief. I hate a lying witness. And I hate one who sows discord among brothers. God says it's things I hate. And if I want to be pleasing to him, I need to avoid those things. Or not be lying on nobody. Or not be trying to divide folks. Because some folks were so discord. Don't want to see folks have friends. Ain't that a mess? That's just the way that it is. And so God said, I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to heal you. And let me tell you something. God is not only interested in the healing of my physical body. God is interested in the healing of my soul from sin, sickness. That's sickness too, y'all. Now, we can relate when we get sick in the body. But sin sickness is also a sickness. And now in the final point is, when the blessing comes down, how will you react? We're to make known our request. God tells you to, whatever you need, make it known. How many this morning need the Lord to do something for you? Well, if you do, make it known. Tell the Lord what you want him to do. Amen? Well, when the blessing comes, how are you going to react? Now, in Brother White, in 2 Kings 20, we have the account of the prophet coming to the king, sharing with him that he was sick and he needed to get his affairs in order. We have the account of the king weeping and praying and touching the heart of God. It's something when your prayer can touch the heart of God. And I'm telling you, God can be touched. God can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I'm so glad the Lord can be touched. Amen? But we don't find in 2 Kings Hezekiah's reaction to the blessing he got. Isaiah records the song of the psalm of Hezekiah's reaction when the blessing came down. Now, it's four things that I want to share with you concerning his reaction. The first thing is found in Isaiah 38, verses 10 through 14, and that has to do with lamentation or sorrow. The second reaction is the blessings that come out of affliction. Those are verses 15 through 18. The third thing is rejoicing. Those are verses 19 through 20. And then the fourth thing that took place was pride. That's Isaiah 39, verses 1 through 6. The first thing was lamentation. When you get the devastating news, when you get the heartbreaking, earth-shattering news, Hezekiah said, let me share with you how I felt. I felt like a shepherd's tent that was being removed. I felt like cloth that was being cut from the weaver's loom. I felt like a prey or a victim that's crushed before a lion, before he devours him. I felt like my eyes got weak when I looked up to heaven. I felt like the mourning dove that moans, and he's called the mourning dove because it sounds like he's mourning. I felt like, Sister Johnson, when I got this news that I wasn't going to get well, I felt like in the prime of his life, some people in the prime of their lives when they should be enjoying life are faced with terminal illnesses. And that can be devastating. So He cried out to God and said, I'm devastated. Help me, Lord. I mean, this morning can relate when you get your back pushed against the wall and all you can say is, help me, Lord. Amen. Only you can help me. Can't nobody else help me. Obama can't help me. The Supreme Court can't help me. Congress can't help me. Even my best friend can't help me. Lord, only you and help me with what I'm dealing with. This is how he felt. And then he goes to, which is a powerful, is the blessings that comes out of affliction. Do you know that blessings can come out of trouble? I'm so glad trouble don't last. always. Can you say amen to that? And he said that sometime if I have trouble, it makes me think about my life and about myself in ways that I would not have thought about it. It's only sometime when I get in trouble do I think seriously about the forgiveness of sin. I promise you, if we thought we was going to die tomorrow, all of us be dealing with sin issues. You wouldn't leave here today without getting things straight with the Lord. Is that all right? And what sickness does, it makes me look at my life and it makes me seek forgiveness when I otherwise wouldn't have even thought about it. And so, blessings can be found in strange places. Blessings can come out of suffering. Blessings can come out of affliction. Pain is turned into power, Wes. Burdens are turned into blessings. Setbacks are turned into comebacks. Is that all right? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, I said joy, joy, joy comes in the morning. And sometime when the Lord let me go through something, I shall come forth like pure gold. I'd rather not have gone through, but since this is my journey, Lord, I thank you for my problems. And Lord, I don't like to thank you, but since you gonna send them to me, I may as well go on and thank you, Lord, for my problems. So he talks about how he felt. He talks about what he learned about himself and about life. And then thirdly, he talked about how he rejoiced. And I'm telling you this morning, you need a lot of joy in your life. How many still have joy? After all the stuff you've been through, you still have joy. Is that all right? I'm telling you, you need a whole lot more joy in your life. And that's why the Bible said, these things write I unto you, that your joy might be full. We need some happy folks in the church. We need some joyous people in the church. We don't need to turn the church into a funeral service every Sunday. Somebody ought to be glad to go to the house of the Lord, because you don't know what he done for me. You don't know what I've been through since last Sunday. Think about my dear sister, love her so much. Sister Juliet Ryan. And I want to thank this morning Sister Phyllis White. She stepped up this morning and prepared the table. And that's what we need. The next man up. Is that all right? To keep this church moving forward. Thank you, Sister White. But Sister Ryan, you know, she got sick last Sunday. And she told me on the phone she was happy to be at home. And she told me, she said, I wanted to be there. But you know, sometime things don't work out because you don't know what a day will bring forth. Is that all right? And so he said, I praise God with string instruments, that it was instruments of music, because that was the way in which they worshiped the Lord in the Old Testament. And then finally he got proud. See, when the blessing comes, how are you going to react? Some people can't stand to be blessed. Hello, y'all. Amen. And in Isaiah chapter 39, Brother White, I want you to read this for me quickly. I'm trying to expedite. Would you read for me? I want you to start at verse 1 of Isaiah 39 And I'm going to show you what happened. Amen. Pride was his next reaction. 39. And so what happened was, the news got around that Hezekiah had been healed, and the king of Babylon came to congratulate him, and he brought gifts to him. So here's the point. Be careful about how you receive your congratulations. Now, congratulations are all right, but be careful how you receive congratulations.
Amen.
Be careful how you receive when folks telling you how wonderful you is. I mean, you are. Amen. Amen. What did it say, Brother White? 39:1.
At that time.
Merodach Baladan.
The son of Baladan.
King of Babylon.
Sent letters and a present.
To Hezekiah.
For he had heard that he had been sick.
And was recovered. Isn't that a wonderful thing to hear that somebody been sick and they're doing all right now? That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. Come on.
And Hezekiah was glad. And showed them to the house of his presence.
And what he did got lifted up with pride. See, that's the danger of blessings. If you don't process it right. And he began to show them stuff. Gold, silver.
Spices,
fine oils.
The armory.
His weapons.
All that was found in his treasure.
Everything he had, he showed to the enemy. Because he got lifted up with pride.
Amen.
When the blessing comes, how will you react? Amen. And the prophet came to him and told him, thank you, Brother White. That God ain't pleased with what you've done, Hezekiah. And he's going to bring judgment on you for what you've done. I know a lot of intelligent men, smart men, great men who have been destroyed by pride. You know, and I think that men have to fight pride more than ladies. Thank you, Sister Sperling. And especially if we get a little taste of success. We be strutting around here like a peacock. Huh? Amen? And I ain't telling you don't have proper pride in accomplishments and achievements, but you gotta be careful. That when the blessing comes, how you gonna react? Well, Sabrina, a rich man's fields brought forth abundantly. I mean, God could cause you to blow up at any moment. God could change your fortunes in a twinkling of an eye. You're struggling Tuesday, and by Friday is all over. Praise God. And fields produced. How did he react? Tear down these bonds. Build some bigger ones. And I ain't gonna help nobody. 10 lepers got here one day, Wes. Been out there, sick, ostracized. You come to the Lord and ask the Lord to heal you. Yeah. Lord heals you. And Jimmy, 9 kept walking. Didn't even come back to say, thank you, Lord. When the blessing comes, how will you react? The blessing came to Hezekiah. On one hand, he was thankful. Rejoicing, praising, and then he let pride slip in. When you get better, do you do better? You get a better house? Do you do better? Do you do worse? You get a better car, and you had the worst kind of car trouble. When the engine won't start and the payments won't stop, I'm telling you, you got car trouble. You get a better job. You get a better job. But do you act better or do you act worse? You were sick and God got you off your sick bed. I asked you, when the blessing comes, how will you react? Is that all right? Well, the blessing came, Sister Claudia. And the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. And God wants you to go on your, somebody ought to leave here this morning rejoicing. Is that all right? And somebody ought to be, y'all know what that is. That's what Cam Newton, when he do a touchdown, he, you hear that wonder faith? Even though I'm going with Peyton Manning. Any of y'all hating on me? I'm going with Peyton Manning. Yeah, wonder faith said, you gonna lose. Well, let me do it right. Praise God, is that all right? Yeah, when the blessing comes, do you dab? Do you do a dance in the end zone? When the blessing comes, how are you going to react? When the blessing comes, you ought to be thankful. When the blessing comes, you ought to be faithful. You ought to be faithful. You ought to be giving God the crumbs. But you ought to be giving him the best of your service. So I'm going to say good morning to you. But I hear the prophet saying, the Lord saying through the prophet Jeremiah, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. And let not the rich man, the strong man glory in his strength. And let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glory in this wise, that he understandeth and knoweth me, for I am the Lord that exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Is that all right? If you're going to glory, you ought to glory in the Lord. Is that all right? Because God is in the blessing business. Is that all right? I said God is in the blessing business. Is that all right? God is in the blessing business. And wide he'll be my bridge over troubled water. God is in the blessing business. Run, he'll be a fence all around me. Is that all right? God is in the blessing bin. He'll be a hiding place from the wind. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a cover from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place and the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Is that all right? God is in the blessing bin. He get me up off my sick bed. Is that all right? God is in the blessing bin. The doctors told me I wasn't going to get well, but I got well anyway. Because God is in the blessing bin. Is that all right? And since God is in the blessing bin, he'll turn a setback run into a comeback. Is that all right? Y'all going to have to cancel the funeral because there's been a resurrection. Is that all right? God is in the blessing business. Yes, sir. And when the blessing come, I ought to say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When the blessing come, I ought to say, thank you. When the blessing comes, I ought to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to promise, I love to praise his name. For he's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's my rock, my sword, and my shield. And Lord, when the blessing comes, Lord, I want to thank you for this day. Because every day I get a blessing. One day he put bread on my table. The next day he put shoes on my feet. Every day, how many say every day? Every day I get a blessing. Is that all right? On Monday he give me peace of mind. On Tuesday he give me joy divine. And I get a blessing. I get a blessing. Thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Thank you, Lord, for health and strength. Because I could have been dead in my grave. But the Lord, he preserved my life. And I talked sometime with Sister Scott, 82 years young. Did y'all hear what I said? 82 years young. And she told me every day, Lord, every day I thank him for the blessing. So when the blessing comes down, how will you react? Amen. 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 That's why when I go out to eat, I try to really be nice to the waitresses or the waiter. Amen. And whenever they serve me, I said, thank you. And I will not give them less than a 15% tip. And if I get superb service, I might do more than that. Depends on the kind of service I get, Jimmy. Amen. Now, you can't bring me no tea and forget I was there. Amen. You got to see about me. And you know, it's a strange thing. If you take care of people, they'll take care of you. Ain't that the truth? You take care of people, but you mistreat people, you dog folks out, they'll dog you out. Oh, I wish I had some help here. Is that all right? Would you stand, beloved? We're going to wrap this up now. Perhaps there's somebody, there's a God who saves this morning. There's a God who saves this morning. Did you know there's a God who saves this morning? Did you know there's a God who saves this morning? Do you know he saves 24/7? I said he saves 24/7. And I'm telling you that he's ready to save you right now. Amen. He's ready to save you right now. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? That's why they call his name wonderful. But Brother Moss, how can this great God save me? By hearing the gospel, how his son died for your sins, believing that with all of your heart, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, and being baptized. Amen. He'll save you from your sin. And if you're living, you're not living right. You got the blessing, but you just like you act like you didn't get it. You know you got blessed. You got blessed all last week by the Lord. He said, because without me, you can't do nothing. Huh? Some folks get up every Monday, go to work, and don't even acknowledge God. But it's God got you holding down the job. And God is the only one can let you hold down a job without that job holding you down. I wish I had somebody knew what I was talking about. Amen? So when the blessing comes, how will you react? Can you say, I still have joy? Oh, Lord, I still have. If you're here, come on to the Lord right now. After all that, yeah, I still have joy. Oh, Lord, I still have joy. Bless you, Zara. Oh, Lord, I Yeah. Oh Lord, I still have. Oh Lord, I. Oh, after all. Oh.